Meditation 39. I have no desire.
My dear Lord Shyam, today I, the beggar, even though I have no right, I am pleading for a moment of your attention. Please arrange that every word that comes out of my mouth, directly or indirectly, glorifies you. I am one of those who has misused his free will. I have asked you to take my body, mind, intelligence, and will, so that they will remain no facility for me to hide or run away from your love. Dear Lord, please forgive me and accept me back home. I have been a wandering, envious fool. My dear Lord Shyam, please arrange that everything that I see reminds me of your most beautiful forms. As I have given to you my body, mind, and intelligence, and have requested that you take my so-called free will away from me, even though I am unqualified, I plead for you to forgive me and to accept me back home. I have been a wandering, envious fool. My dear Lord Shyam, please arrange that everything I hear will cause me to remember your loving pastimes. I am the one who has misused his free will and has fallen into this material world, becoming a slave of my mind, body, and intelligence. I have given back my free will to you, and now I wait for your forgiveness to accept me back as a resident of the spiritual world. My dear Lord Shyam, please arrange that everything I eat reminds me of your eternal compassion and sweetness. My body, mind, and intelligence will have all been placed before you. Please bring me back to you, for I no longer have any desire to hide and run from you. I am a stubborn, wandering, envious fool. My dear Lord Shyam, please arrange that all of my thoughts find their home at the lotus feet of the divine couple and my spiritual master. Any other reflections or meditations are simply a waste of time, as I have no mind, intelligence, or will, for they are yours. Surely there is no difficulty, and you are using what is yours. Please let me remain aside so you can do with my little assistance as you desire. Please forgive me and accept me back home. I am a wandering, envious fool who is in desperate need of your causeless mercy. My dear Lord Shyam, please arrange so that all of my work is for glorifying you and your divine consort. I have been for many lifetimes hiding, doing all kinds of useless things, running away from your full protection and love. Now that your servants have captured me, please do not let me loose. Deny me any access to my free will. After all, in the past, I have been a wandering, envious fool. And if you allow me the slightest bit of freedom, will I not once again abuse it? Please forgive me and drag me back home. My dear Lord Shyam, please arrange that I give up all false renunciation surrendering everything to you. Sometimes I have tried to bribe you by false renunciation. What a joke. You do not need anything from me. Even though I had renounced in the past, it was all on the surface. Now that I have declined my free will, I have asked you to force me to do all that will please you. Can you still deny me, since I no longer attempt to deny you? I have nothing else to renounce. I wait for your forgiveness to accept me back home. I am so tired of being such a wandering, envious fool. My dear Lord Shyam, please arrange that every breath I take reminds me that my whole existence is simply for your pleasure. If I'm not able to please you, there is no meaning to life itself. You have said that all things come from you, remembrance as well as forgetfulness. I beg never to forget you, since I have desperately thrown myself at your feet. I desire no freedom. I am your prisoner. Will you never allow me to forget you? Can you now fully forgive me for my numerous offenses? Drag me back home. Otherwise, I will continue to be a wandering, envious fool. My dear Lord Shyam, you have allowed me to write these submissions to you. Although you know I do not really mean them fully. So just as you have allowed me to come this far, I beg you also to allow me to go so far as to mean them all. After all, I have petitioned to be your slave. So even though I am an unworthy fool, it is up to you to do with your property as you desire. If you choose to reject me at this time, if it is your pleasure, then I shall still be the most fortunate soul to be able to be one who has done something to give the Lord joy. Let me go on for eternity, if it is your desire, as a wandering fool. As always, I shall continue to beg. But please, dear Lord, arrange to remove once and for all traces of enviousness. I am still that beggar who has no desire to claim or employ his free will. Now do with me as you like, as long as it gives you pleasure.